Now you need someone who has gone to school, they've trained, bring that person in to do the job for you while you make the money.
You know, like you said, readers are leaders, and I believe that the doors of this world are open to those who read. You understand? If you want to be successful in this 21st century, Charlie, you have to read. But the more you read, the more you know, the more you earn. You understand? On this social media thing, people don't even believe that they can make money on, let's say, Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. They're not ready to learn. I think about 3 months ago, or 3 months or 4 months, Ghana, I think the Facebook monetized Ghana, Nigeria, and I think Kenya. A lot of people were happy. Now I'm going to make money from Ghana. Just look at them and I laugh. Do you think Mark Zuckerberg will just give you money like that? You have to create content. And see, people who don't want to see, when people come to my class, some people come to me and say, coach, I'm shy. I'm shy. I mean, I cannot stand in front of the camera. So, you've been on Facebook all these years. People are making money from Facebook. You are not making money. Now, in one of my videos, I said, I made over $10,000 in 2 weeks using 3 apps. People were like, you made. I said, okay, that is why you are broke. Because you don't want to learn. If you have a smartphone, and you have data, you're not supposed to be broken. You understand? Because the name of the device was smartphone. And you're not trying to be smart. See, anybody watching me today, if you don't have capital, you understand? Even if you have a business, your business should be on social media.
Yes.
You see, at first then, if you want to start a business, you have to rent a place, a shop, and you have to, do the decoration, a lot of things, you understand? AC, you understand? But today, you don't even need a shop to start a business.
That's a huge overhead you've taken off.
Yes. Just your smartphone, you can start your business. And I was telling a friend in Akemona, I told him, Masa, when it comes to farming, you are very good. You have a lot of knowledge because you are a farmer. Why don't you, let me teach you how you can do this thing on TikTok and Facebook. And this guy is making excuses. I said, you know how much you can earn just sharing this knowledge on TikTok and Facebook? Even TikTok will not pay you because TikTok does not pay we African content creators. But you can, that your knowledge, you can exchange that knowledge on TikTok and make money. This was last year when I went to Ordnance last year. Till today, my friend is still there.
Still in the same situation?
Yes.
Nothing has changed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because people see it like, it's hard. But I'm making money with my smartphone. You understand? I can go live right now on Facebook and I can get 1,000 people watching me live. But as I said earlier, at first, I have to go to radio and pay money at the end of every month. If you don't pay, they will take you off air. You will not continue. But now, I will sit comfortably in my house and create content. So you don't have an excuse. If you don't have capital, what knowledge do you have? What skill do you have? Go to social media and exchange that knowledge for money.
Some people will say, I don't have any passion for it.
Oh, so you want to tell me? I mean, all these billionaires, everything like Elon Musk, everything, all the business that they are.
He was passionate about. Look, I'm only asking these questions. Yeah? Yeah. I'm asking it from a place of, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Because this is what I get people say to me all the time. You know, I have no passion for it. You know, there's no desire to do this. Meanwhile, you are broke.
You are broke, yes. Yes. You know, broke people have a lot of excuses, but you understand, like, they make a lot of excuses. Then this is one of the things they say, I don't have passion for it. It's an excuse.
My goodness. Now, Coach, what was your first entrepreneurial venture? When the whole thing was taken off, what was the first thing you said, I want to do this?
So I went into, like, pig farm business. And I, you know, I had zero knowledge in that farming business, and I lost a lot of money. You understand? Because starting the business, even where I started it, and I mean, like, I hired a wrong person to manage the business for me, because I'm in Accra, and that person is also around central region, like a lot of stuff, you understand? That's why I said, whenever you want to do something, just do more research. Know much about the thing before you start. You shouldn't just let somebody tell you that, oh, this business is okay, it's good, you understand? So, no. And I remember many years ago, I went to Nigeria because I was like, we were about three people, my wife and other lady were talking about something, and the lady said, you know, Nigeria, you can bring a lot of stuff from Nigeria, sell in Ghana. So I remember I was going to Nigeria for a program many years ago. And I took money, I changed money into Naira. So when I got to change money, you know the Naira, Charlie, he would do. So I was, even when I was sleeping, I have to sleep on the money like this.
Wow.
So I went to Lagos after I finished whatever I was doing. I went to trade fair to buy some stuff to come and sell in Ghana. I got to Mahatu, and they said, oh, we will be in Ghana the next 5 days. I said, okay, take the goods. I came to Ghana, and it took me 3 months to get the goods in Ghana.
Ha!
You understand? 3 months from Lagos to Ghana. And it's like I learned something the hard way. You understand? Even when you go to China, it will take like 1 month. It took me 3 months. Because the lady said, you can make money. And this lady was giving my wife pressure. At least this business is good, though. See, people are making money from. Took me. I will never forget this. 3 months.
The money was locked.
Yes. So don't just get up and start a business. Do your research. So imagine if I had taken a loan. They have to take me to police station, because where am I going to pay? How am I going to pay the loan?
If I'm to give you guys, look, I haven't done this reminder, but if you haven't subscribed, please do. If you haven't left a review, please do. Look, for me, anytime I get a guest here, if I'm not going to enjoy the conversation, it doesn't happen. Right. And I'm certainly enjoying this conversation. I'm enjoying it so much because I'm saying that Coach is the coach of brutality. You know, he says it as it is. And I think that's what we need. You know, instead of using cane and stick to discipline people in school like we used to, what we really should have done, we should have disciplined them to become entrepreneurial and to start, you know, getting to know themselves and become who they are.
Yes.
And to do things that can create enterprises for the country.
Yes.
I think maybe that's what we should have done. And that's what he's doing. Essentially, he's using words. He's using words, you know. But yeah, if you haven't subscribed, please do. Become part of the family. And I've got a few more questions I want to ask, because I think this is amazing. He's just spoken to us about the first, you know, entrepreneurial venture he did, you know, the pig farm, which he lost so much money. But if I was to sum it up, this is how we're going to start this, right? You start off with one, start watching videos that will develop you. Two, get out of the circle that you are if it's not helping you to develop. Three, stop watching a lot of entertainment on social media and follow people who would actually empower you. And then number five, once you've done all of that, now start thinking of how can I make money? Just ask yourself those questions. And then the answers will start coming to you. You know, they will start coming. Okay. This is crazy. You've already spoken to us about your favorite book.
Mm-hmm.
I think you mentioned about three, which is fantastic. Now, and you've gone through the entrepreneurial venture. Let's talk about staffing. The average mindset of the average Ghanaian when people employ them and entrust them in business.
I believe that before you employ anybody, you need to train the person. We don't have that in Ghana, let's say in Africa. We don't train our people, you understand? And because we don't train them, they run the business anywhere, anyhow. The way they talk to people, you understand? Like, they come to work late. And I think if we can train See, the thing is, our businessmen, yeah, they don't want to spend money.
Okay.
You understand? They don't want to spend money to train their workers. How many business in Ghana, okay, will hire a coach or like a resource person to train his their workers? How many of them? They don't do it. And like Kenny Japon said, Ghanaians or Africans are born bad.
Mm.
You understand? Because they will still. So if you want to start a business in Ghana, you have to put systems in place, a lot of things in place. Uh-huh, so that, I mean, otherwise these workers will collapse the business.
Yeah.
That's why I always tell people that if you are starting a business, manage the business yourself.
You must be involved.
Yes. You must be, yes. Don't run the business part-time. Oh, like I used to tell my students abroad, if you want to start a business in Africa, you have to be here. Don't sit in America and run a business in Ghana. It will collapse. The first question that I ask them, who is going to manage that business for you? And somebody would say, my sister, my cousin. And I would ask them, does your cousin have the capacity to run the business? I went to a particular boutique. The lady is my friend. She's not in Ghana. And I went to the boutique. First day I went to the boutique, like, later I spoke to her and I said, sack your mother. Sack her. It was her mom who was managing the business. How can you run you are just 35 years old, lady, you understand? You have a boutique. Hmm?
And you put your
nice boutique. You put your mom, who is, 65 or 60-something plus, to manage your boutique. It will fail. You will fail in that business. I said, but coach, who is going to do it better than me? I said, you are not serious. But later, she called me and said, you know, what you said.
Yeah.
You are right. Because, my mom was not helping me. But the thing is, who is going to manage the business for you? Train them. Train the people. At least to think like you.
Mm.
To manage the business as their own.
Yeah. That's true. I've got a young man who has got a bit of money. He lives abroad and he wants to move to Ghana.
Mm.
What should he do?
So first of all, come to Ghana. Don't come and do any business. You come to Ghana. Then study the environment. Go to Accra. To do all those places, like study the environment. Look at real estate, like farming. Just you study the environment, right? And do your research. Then go back. Then if you are coming to Ghana this time around, you are coming to start a business.